Gene, it's Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR. How are you today?
I'm very fine, thank you.
What's going on, my friend? How can I help you?
Hi there, Tim. I live in the Clearwater area of Florida.
Okay.
And I appreciate your response to my email suggesting I call this morning.
It's the least I can do.
I have a 40-year-old, approximately 2,000 square foot concrete driveway, which is badly cracked and needs to be replaced. I've talked to various contractors, and they have various suggestions of pavers. I've done some email or internet searches, and I understand there's a difference between brick pavers and brick driveway pavers. I wonder what you would suggest for a new driveway. Are the pavers a really good idea? And over what kind of a base should they be put down, over concrete or crushed limestone?
Well, you've got all kinds of options. I am a fan of the pavers. I've written about them before. The only problem I have with these concrete interlocking pavers is that they all look great when you first put them down. And the reason they look good, especially if you're buying one that has a color to it, you know, where they blend a pigment in with the...
I want mine red.
Okay, all right. Well, good. Here's what you're going to find. I mean, here's what I would do. You're going to live in this house for a long time, you think?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty ancient.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Here's what happens. They look good when you first put them down, but if they get a lot of wear, if they're in an environment like up here, up north, where they would get a little bit more wear because of the weather, the color starts to fade on them. Now, what happens is, as they're manufactured, the top of the top and all the sides and the bottom and the edges, they get this cement paste on it. It's actually just like a paste. And it's just the pure cement with the pigment in it. Well, as that paste, which is very thin, I mean, that paste could only be maybe 1/128 of an inch thick. I mean, it's ultra thin. It's probably thinner than a piece of paper. As it wears off, you start to expose the particles of sand and the small particles of gravel that were used to make those brick. All right, so, well, those aren't red colored. So what happens is, this is, I could show you this all day long if you were to drive up to Atlanta, and I'll bet you there are places around you that have had some of these interlocking pavers down for several years. And if you walk across them, you'll actually see that. You'll see that they're just not uniformly one color. It's a mottled effect because of the color of the stone. It's the same exact thing that happens with new blacktop. In other words, I'm sure you've seen new roads put down where you live, and they are jet black the day after they put them down. But drive down any of your roads that have been down for maybe 4 or 5 years down there, and they're gray. Okay, well, the gray is, the reason you're seeing gray is it's a mixture of the white stones and the limestone that's in the blacktop, you know, with the black kind of around it. So you get this different color, you know, it's really gray. So, I would just know that going in. I mean, blacktop is an option. I don't know if you have any tar and chip people down there. In other words, have you read the tar and chip column on my website? I'm a huge fan of tar and chip.
No, I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, go back to my website when you get a chance, and in the upper left-hand corner, there's a category called asphalt and blacktop. But really, the simpler thing to do is when you're at AskTheBuilder.com, you'll see in the upper left corner, the search engine, just type the word tar in there, T-A-R. Hit the search button, and bingo, man, you'll see all my tar and chip columns, and you'll see photos of my actual driveway. And all it is, it's they actually just take the liquid tar that's used in blacktop, they squirt it on gravel, you know, compacted gravel.
Oh, you take off the concrete first.
Well, yeah. You would take away your concrete, then you'd put back in some compacted gravel, and then they spray the tar on, and then while the tar is the consistency of, like, hot maple syrup. It's very fluid. And they only squirt a small amount on. Maybe it's maybe a quarter inch deep of tar on the gravel. And they immediately broadcast into the tar stone chips. Now here's the best part. If you like, I'm able to get these really neat medium to dark brown chips here in Cincinnati. So my driveway is this really cool brown color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were able to get red, which you can get red chips, you can get red stones, you can get blue, green, you can get all kinds of different mm-hmm. colored stones depending on where you live. Mm-hmm. And you can actually have them shipped to you. And then that's what color your driveway is. It rules, man. I mean, it's a really neat surface.
What should one expect to pay per square foot, would you say?
Well, it's a function of the size of the driveway. On smaller residential jobs, what happens is the price kind of goes up just a little bit because it's such a fast installation. I paid for my driveway about which is very cheap, by the way, about $1.50 a square foot,
ooh,
which is nothing.
I mean, including
well, not including the removal. That's just the putting down of the product. But see, your no matter what you do, you're going to pay to get rid of that concrete. That's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wash in your job.
Right.
Now you just have to compare what's going to. But I mean, the pavers, you've got to be paying. I can't believe you can get a paver job done for less than $11 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked if you could. You know, so that's a very expensive. I mean, think of that, $11 versus, say, $2.50 for tar and chip. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right, anything else?
Well, I've had two bids for ostensibly the same job.
Okay.
Which is pavers over compacted concrete.
All right.
And they're $5,000 apart. One is $8,700, one's $13,700. And
are the specifications the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I wondered what I should be aware of in the less expensive one.
Yeah. What I would want to do is I would want to make sure, first of all, have you gone to look at three jobs that each one of those contractors has done?
Not three. No.
Okay, that's what you need to do. And yeah. here's I put this in all my bid sheets that I sell. You need to go look at, you need to ask each contractor, hey, I want three addresses of jobs you've done. I want one that's less than 3 months old, I want one that's a year old, and I want one that's 4 years old. Okay, and go look and see how they look after, see what I mean? Because you're going to see different things. Because if the contractor who's not doing it right is just throwing them in, the driveway that's 4 years old is going to look pretty bad. Okay, and then... you want to make sure maybe the difference in price has to do with the fact that the higher contractor is doing is got all the insurance in place that he needs. Maybe the low price contractor doesn't have any certificates of insurance, no workman's comp, no anything else. You know, those are really, really important questions to ask.
And how do I find out? I mean,
you would ask them. I mean, that's in other words, part of the process. That's why I sell those bid sheets of mine till the cows come home on my website. Is that it forces the contractor to give you a copy of his workman's comp certificate, as well as his certificate of insurance to make sure he's got liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to call back and get some more information.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, Gene, thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Look forward to reading your column in the St. Pete Times.
Well, do me a favor and tell them that you like it. If you don't tell them, they're going to cancel the column.
I'm
serious. I send them an email, send them a letter, make a phone call.
I think.
Thanks, sir. All right,
bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.